Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Feta Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rob. Lawrence! Gredo's making a face. Have you got a hangover, Gredo?
No, but I've got a cold.
Have you got COVID?
I've not got COVID.
Oh dear, he's got COVID. Can he go abroad? Can he go on any holidays? He's got COVID. When did you test positive, Gredo?
I never tested positive. I've got the cold. I've got the cold. I've got the sniffles, mate. I've got the sniffles. What did you call him in Big Brother 5? Remember him in Big Brother 5? What was his name again?
Big Brother 5.
I remember. And he was in
Bubbles.
Wasn't he Bubbles? Victor, Victor.
Oh my
God. I've got the sniffles, yeah? I've got the sniffles.
My God, listen, John.
Yes.
How much do you know about Big Brother? Old school Big Brother.
I know a bit of, like, back in the radio days, it was the big thing, you know, talking. Remember Federico from Glasgow?
We had him
on the radio, like, co-presenting, like, when it was all big, and we did wind-up calls and all the Big Brothers. Like John, what's the smart guy? John Tickle with a wind.
John Tickle. He was great. He was the guy that came up with the idea for the toaster.
He had
an invention. He had the idea where if you the set there would be two slots for the breed, one would pop earlier than the other, so that when the second one popped, it would just be his hope for you to melt the butter. That was his invention.
That's right. My pal was on Big Brother. I've told you this, haven't you?
First of all, by the way, can I just clear that I seen Federico punch somebody in Glasgow before?
Oh, really?
It was during the filming of World War Z. They were outside his restaurant and he was getting pissed off because I don't think he was getting any dough.
That's right. His family owned that restaurant, Pulcinella, on that street.
Well, he was gone for it. He was gone for it. But who was your pal that was in Big Brother?
Eugene.
Oh, I remember Eugene.
Eugene was our station engineer and went into the bike. He ended up third. He was like down to the final three, and it was that guy Stuart that won it. And Big Eugene, we knew he'd went for the auditions and then suddenly just turned up in Big Brother.
Wow. He was a fucking big idiot.
Oh, he's a big, gentle soul, as Eugene. What a lovely man he is.
Fucking
mental. He's absolutely mental. He throws televisions off cliffs for a hobby.
Does he, aye?
Aye, does aye.
It's a good guy. So he's not a big fucking dafty, no. Yeah, see that series that Victor and Jason were in? That's one of the best series of telly that there's ever been, by the way.
He fucking taunted me! He fucking taunted me!
Mate, and that wee guy, the dance of disrespect, Jason said. All I did was a dance! It was a dance of disrespect!
That was it.
Fucking best, man. Oh man, Jason would be up at like 2 a.m. I remember, man, used to watch it and Jason
moisturising.
I moisturising it and looking at his face and fixing his hair one way, another way, then back again, then another way, back again. I sit watching him like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Then I
think to myself, what the fuck am I doing watching this guy?
Mate, that has got to be one of the best non-wrestling factions. The jungle, what were they called? The jungle cats? Did they call themselves
my God, it was brilliant.
Jungle cats. the jungle cats, we stick together. Victor, we stick together. I've got the sniffles, yeah.
They were brilliant, weren't they? Absolutely brilliant. Did Victor know day a performance of a song as well when he was like pure like crawling out the door and all that, like humping the flare, crawling out the door? Beautiful, man. Beautiful stuff. What a series that was.
It was a great.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft.
Yep, hello.
Your wrestling podcast. First of all, thanks to everybody who pointed out last week a glaring error in the show. Chris Palmer's just one example of the many people who got in touch. He says, catching up this week's Wrestling Daft, did Grado really just give a shout out to deaf people on a podcast? That popped me. Laughing to myself in the middle of a show, getting some mad looks.
Well, I don't know. They could be Patreons and watch the video version. Did I really do that? Aye. Apologies.
This is the thing, though.
Didn't he say sorry about that? I don't know.
There's different levels of losing your hearing as well. I think there's a chance that you could, if you're listening to earphones, if you're listening to Wrestling Daft, and you did have some kind of measure of deafness, that you would maybe still hear the vibrations of Grado's voice.
Aye. Oh, well, it wasn't until I came off, it was somebody who tweeted me as well, wasn't it? Put it this way, Chris Palmer wasn't the only one to bring that up, so...
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Listen, I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say, fuck's sake?
Mark got in touch after Grado's gender reveal revelation last week. He says, hi guys, I was at my best friend's baby's gender reveal the other week, and I found out 10 minutes before the balloon got popped that both of them knew the sex of the baby already. I felt like such a jabroni Mark that didn't know it was a work to work myself into a shoot. Funny listening to this week's podcast with Grado admitting the same thing went on at his. It made me think that all gender reveals are a work. Now, here's an interesting one. So let's give a shout out to the audience out there. I want to do some research here. If you've done a gender reveal, if you know anybody that's done a gender reveal, let's try and find that out. Get the info. Is it a work or is it a shoot? Anybody that you know that's done the gender reveal party, ask them if it was a work or it was a shoot and let us know. Get in touch and let us know.
Can we just say your mic this week, Rab, is a bit different. Can you explain to the audience why?
I am on a different operating system. I'm on a different bit of hardware the night because I've had to do it in my bedroom the night and I'm doing it on a laptop. So the sound of my voice, is it not as crystal clear and beautiful as normal?
Nah.
Is it horrible?
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Well, you can cope with it. You can cope with it for 1 week. I'll be back on my top-notch, top-of-the-range equipment next week. Now, on last week's show, the Scottish Wrestling Network said, catching up on this week's Wrestling Daft, very weird coincidence of my wife telling me about the banker murder while we were heading through Nairn yesterday, only to have Grado talk about it in my ears today. So there you go. It's a big thing, man.
Well, do you know what, John? I don't know about you at your radio station, but this morning there was another update regarding the Nairn murder.
I missed that.
I actually just caught the tail end of it.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Toby's message?
Right, read that, right? Because this is good. By the way, we could connect the dots here because... Right, read this next bit, Rab.
So Toby, who's been on our show before, he said he was listening to Wrestling Daft, right? And they're talking about Nairn, which is his hometown. He says, Rab and Grado, now wait you hear this. I hope you're sitting down. If you're standing up listening to this, grab a chair, sit down, because you're not going to believe your ears here. Toby says, I used to drink regularly in the Havelock Hotel, and Polis at one point had a load of the regulars, myself included, as suspects in the banker murder.
That's mental.
No, hod the bus, because today's headline, do you want to know what today's headline is, Rab?
Tell me.
Pub talk could be key to Nairn banker's doorstep murder. Conversations in a pub in the days leading up to the murder of a father of two could be significant in solving the case, police have said. Bank manager Alistair Wilson was shot in the doorstep of his home in Nairn. He later died in hospital. So, Toby, mate, I think you better get back down to the... I think you better get downtown.
When you say pub talk, do you mean in the pub of the Havelock Hotel?
It looks like it.
Well, two new witnesses have come forward with further information about the planning application and the building of the Deccan.
Are we going to get in bother for talking about a certain matter, John? No?
It's not an active court case, so no, we're not on it.
No, and also, we're only talking about news. We're only talking about Toby being a murderer.
Well, Toby could possibly sue you now, Rab, because you brought him into disrepute, but I'm sure he's all right with that.
Toby's all right with us, aye. But I think that's bizarre that he's wrote that, and then the next day the police have basically said they're looking for people that were speaking in the boozer, a.k.a. Toby and his buds.
Aye. Toby obviously is not a murderer.
Just clarify that.
He's a sweetheart. I'm sure he could murder somebody though if he wanted to. I think we all have the capacity to murder somebody.
Mate, with they boots, Toby has got big, massive, massive boots that he wears, you know, like the kind of rock star, like really big, 6-inch, big, massive. They all numbers. I mean, they could do a lot of damage, all big stompers.
See if they stamped on John's head with them on, would John die?
I'd say it would take about 6 or 7 stomps and that would be it. John would stop breathing.
Ben points out that the friend of the show, DJ Solanke from Arsenal, good old DJ Solanke, he was a great guest.
Lovely.
He continues to use wrestling themes, as this week they walked out to Roman Reigns' theme. And I love that theme. Have we got a clip, John?
We've got the clip. We'll see if we can hear it. It's quite hard to hear. But
well, I mean, we don't need to hear it then, I don't think, do we?
Right, okay,
bother,
right.
Well, don't fucking bother, okay. John.
Right.
That's the way you're going to be about it, John.
Aye, we're going to be.
We'll do it. Here we go.
Get your finger out your arse.
Here we go. Roman, this is the clip. Right, okay.
How did George Bowie put up with this?
He's so important. You cannot afford it. If he gets one more booking, he misses that game. Arsenal will be thinking the job is almost done here. 4 points, the advantage will be over Spurs before that crucial game on Thursday. If they can see this through against the 10 men. Of Legion.
Yeah,
I can hear it.
On that, there appears to be a mark in the Rangers dressing room. As you can hear Shane McMahon's music being played in the changing room after their Europa League semi-final win.
I did hear this. I was going to text you because I watched it and I thought I knew somebody would put it on. So
amazing.
Right, so I've got two points to make with that one. It could be Ryan Kent, as I said before, Ryan Kent, the big New Japan fan, big fan of Japanese wrestling.
Like Del Piero, as we found out last weekend.
Or could it be that theme song has transcended into popular culture? They've just qualified for a Europa League final. They'll get a mega fucking bonus. They know about that song. Here comes the money. Here comes the money. That's my take on it, John.
Well, I think it's somebody who knows the wrestling has put that on for that reason.
Right. Oh my God, we've won a game. Stick on Shane McMahon's theme music.
These are all, you know, these guys. Come on. All these boys, man. One of them's going to know the wrestling. Two of them's going to know the wrestling. For balance's sake, we've got a TikTok showing Matt O'Reilly's Celtic goals for the weekend. It went viral as it used a sexy boy. I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drives are cool. While I've got the mood. That really moves. Hey, that, John. I said chill. John. Up and down the line. That's sexy boy. Come on. Cut my music. That doesn't really count because that's just somebody who's put music over the top of your little video, a guy. It's not in situ. It's not originated within the reality of the action.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But still, it's good use of wrestling music, isn't it?
In your opinion, mate. More from Hulk Hogan's karaoke night. No. As Ian Drew Dice Clay flags up a video of Nasty Boy Brian Knobs. Singing with a little help from my friends.
This is definitely.
I saw this, but I'm looking forward to this, man.
Right, have you not seen this yet, Grado?
No.
This is good. It's again just the Hulk starring Jimmy in the background.
Sitting
in the background, wrestling to Brian Knobs singing this. Here we go. He's no bad chanter either. Yeah, here you go.
I'm laughing. I'm sitting here fucking laughing at John saying he's a no bad fucking chanter, by the way.
I was been expecting to be shit out there.
He's alright.
He's no bad, by the way. He's fucking singing the way he cuts his promos.
You hear a Brian Knobs. What a singer, by the way. We hear a voice in this one. This will surprise you, by the way. This will surprise you. But fucking four words he sang. Wow!
I really hope we have a video every day, every week now of a wrestler singing at Hulk Hogan's place.
So,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
On Sport, Stephen flags up the fact that Neil Robertson almost used the Undertaker's theme at the Snooker for his walkout music. He said, if I could have anyone join the tour, I would love the Undertaker from WWE. I think his walk-on music would be amazing. He said, someone would come out with the flowers and stuff. That would be a pretty cool walk-on. And Robertson then claimed he's even considered mimicking the famous scenario himself. I thought about doing it for my walk-on at the Crucible. He added, sweet, innit?
I tell you what, Undertaker would be good at snooker. He'd always go for the black. Hey! No, not having that, no. Okay. Sorry.
Where's this in your seat, Rob?
If you want to get in touch with us about any of that, or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter, Wrestling Daft, on Insta, Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week, we separate the be quiet from the shoosh as we bury and put our stuff from the world of wrestling. Anything you're wanting to bury or put all this week, Cradle?
Probably just my own show, but I've tried to watch Backlash because I heard everybody going on about the Cody and Seth Rollins match, which you enjoyed yourself, mate.
Very much so. I think Cody has not disappointed since he signed for WWE. I think they'll be very pleased. I think WWE will be very pleased with what they're seeing out there. And I think Cody and Seth Rollins seem to have amazing chemistry, I think, with each other. Like, I just thought the match was a barnstormer to open up. Both guys looking great, you know what I mean? Happy to watch it again. Very rarely I say that I watch like a second match for a couple of guys and I'm like, aye, I'll have another one, you know what I mean? But in this case, yes.
John, did you watch it?
I didn't, but I did watch the Cody, I didn't see the full event, but I saw the Cody Rollins match, which was brilliant.
Right, MD watched the Cody thing on Austin, MD watched that?
I've not seen it yet, but no. A few people put it over this week.
Right, well, let's see what the listeners have to say.
Well, Louise says, I'm putting our Grados and you're like, that. Let's hear what they've got to say. I want to hear what they've got to say because you're wanting to hear some reviews of your own show, mate. Louise says, I want to put our Grados Big Family Wrestling Bash 3 at the Pavilion. Had a chat with Grado after the show. So happy to see him. The show was brilliant. So looking forward to the one in October, the one that Robert might be booked for.
Well, let's do it.
Fucking
because so do you want to know a wee bit of a story for the show? So
aye.
I gets to the Johnny listening.
I'm listening.
So I gets to the show, and I feel a wee bit kind of I really don't like to kind of inverted commas break kayfabe and spoil things for people sometimes, but you know it's the go home happy Grado wins, right? That's just the deal sometimes. Well, Louise has actually got rang. This was actually the fourth show, but anyway, it was really good to see Louise after the show. Wee Westie's brand new.
Have you won at the end of Oi them?
Aye.
Okay.
Right, so I gets into the Pavilion Saturday morning, running order, blah blah blah. Now there's a guy at the Pavilion Theatre, right, called, you listening, John?
Yes!
You're
not, John, pay attention.
You're doing work.
Grado's opening his fucking
I'm making edit points. I'm writing down the last time you said, were you listening, John, so I can edit it out. So I'm going to have to now write that down again.
No, don't have to edit that out.
Editing that stuff out. Put your horns up while I tell a story. Put your horns in there. Right.
Don't touch your laptop while he's fucking opening his heart.
Keep your horns there. So I gets to the Pavilion, right? So I gets to the Pavilion. And I walk in, and there's a guy there called Bob. I call him Backstage Bob, right? Because when we're at the Pavilion, it's always Bob's there, Shellsuit Bob's there. So it's always a bit fucking confusing that there's two Bobs. So there's Backstage Bob and there's Shellsuit Bob. Bob is right. Like the guy who deals with all the backstage stuff. He pulls up the curtain, he moves the set about, he does the music cues and shit like that. And he went, so how many day then, Grado boy? And I'm like, just usual. He's like, you're not winning again, are you? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, pfft. You're fucking always winning. I was going, how would you mean? I'm going, how was that? What was that, mate? And he goes, well, come on, for fuck's sake. He goes, I mean, it's a bit. I mean, every time you have a match in here, you always win. And it's the same shit at the end of every match. I was like, fucking hell, I'm getting beat in you. Right then, get up, you. So I was raging at him, right? I'm going, bastard. So then they run through, and like people are going, and I'm like, at the end of the show, blah, 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 Jester wins, and like everybody's gasping. What do you mean? I was like, well, thanks to that cunt over there, backstage Bob, I'm dropping the title tonight. You know what I mean? He's like, putting his hands up, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And it was literally, I thought, well, do you know what? That's what we'll do. So, so we done, do you know what? But can I just say, oh, it was amazing to be back, and I'm no joking, because that crowd were amazing. It was brilliant. So we done about 1,200 in the theatre, and you know, people were messaging me going, look, I really wanted to get to the show, but I didn't want to sit up in the balcony. A lot of folk don't like sitting up the balcony, so it's one to kind of remember for the next show. And I'm not just saying that to sound like, do you know what I mean? But people did have the comments that they didn't want to actually see the show up in the balcony, and that's why they never went. So look at me trying to justify why I never sold it out, but anyway. So the crowd were amazing, man. Me, I went out first, and Chester, we had a bit of back and forth. And I genuinely think, I really thought it was a good show, because I believe it's got variety, man. It was brilliant. It was everything I wanted. We had big 30, 40 stone all bulk come out. We had Love Island's Adam Maxted. We had Toll come out. We had Ravey Davey. We had the women's match, which was superb. Then we had, you know, we had BT Gunn versus Jackie Polo, and you forget how good these two are. They were trim. It was one of the best live matches I've saw, and the crowd were there for every minute. And I always judge a lot of the shows on the likes of what my girlfriend thinks, because she's going to be honest. But we also, like, I aim my shows at the Moz and the Faders and the crowd, right? Because I know what it's like. I've heard it before. Moz and Faders, the Wains enjoy it. They love it, right? The Wains are going to love it anyway, right? Unless there's something really, really bad. But you don't want the Moz and the Faders sitting in the crowd, looking at their watch, going, oh, come on, hold on a minute. Is that another match? So aye, everything's got to be short, snappy, entertaining. Bang, 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 no too long, 6 matches, and we're out of here. And I honestly just can't thank the crowd enough that turned up on Saturday, because they didn't stop screaming and shouting from start to finish. So I genuinely believe I'm the best promoter outside the WWE.
You need doubt in my mind. No, but honestly, like, see if you've got good instincts. This is a thing I genuinely think. See if you've got good instincts as an entertainer. And you have Grado, you get brilliant instincts as an entertainer. Mm-hmm. You're just going to be good at putting together a show like that, because you're always thinking in your head about the people that are sitting in the chairs out there. You know what I mean? You're not pleasing yourself. You're trying to please them. You're thinking about where they are minute to minute.
It's like, even just wee daft things. Or you know how much I rant and rave about like entrance music as well. Like when, like I'll give the guys and the girls the opportunity to go, right, what's your music? And I'll go, look, this just isn't going to work at this show. It needs to be. Do you know, I've changed some folks' music on the show for like, this is just for example, for like a Mudvayne song to like a fucking Avicii song. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
Just because I know it's going to get.
Are the wrestlers happy with that? I didn't realise promoters would do that.
No, do you know what? I've got to be fair to the wrestlers, man. They all buy into it. They all get it. It's like, this is, and a lot of the boys will come back and the lassies will say, like, that is what wrestling should be. They had so much fun doing it. Because it is, there's no long, prolonged matches. There's no, you know, there's all the bullshit's cut. It's just match. We'll try and put a wee angle into it. A day overbook it, but I think it needs that just to keep everybody occupied. It just keeps going. There's wee run-ins and wee cameos and stuff like that. So
did you shout shall I? Any point?
Did I shout shall I?
Come on.
I don't think I had enough gas in the tank to shout that, because I was absolutely bust. I can't believe I went 20 minutes with Jester, do you know that?
20 minutes?
Mate, I'm telling you, man. Don't get me wrong, man. Everybody's like, because Ian, the guy, Ian Gordon, who is like the head of the Pavounders, I like to call him Ian Can. Call him Ian Can. And I call him the head of the Sport and Athletic Commission, Ian Can.
Amazing, amazing.
You go with him. Because he was like, it was a good match, but fucking the sweat coming off you, Christ. The sweat coming off you, boy. But man, it was just really, really good, Rab. Rab, we need to get you involved in the next one, I'm no joking. Because it's going to be Team Jester versus Team Grado in August. We done the whole angle where it was like, tonight, You just like, you know, tonight if I win, then the next show's not going to be Grado's Family Wrestling Bash. It's going to be Jack Jester's Family Wrestling Bash. And the heat it got, man, it was brilliant. He came out for the crowd, he's getting in the in the punters' faces and Ken shouting at the Waynes and shouting at the mums and dads. It was brilliant. Honestly, superb.
Jester's so good at that stuff, isn't he?
He's brilliant, just, man. He's brilliant. So easy to do.
It's a conflict for me who I would choose in that fight.
Well, here's the deal.
Of course.
That's why we make an angle.
You know what I mean? Anyway, sounds great, mate. Sounds brilliant. I need to meet this Ian guy at the Pavilion, man. He's a character. Everybody's always talking about him. I've never met him.
You do. Right. Nah, you'd love him.
Right, so back to the punters. Jimmy's burying nothing, but he wants to put our road dog putting Grado over on Twitter.
Oh, I like that.
Tell us about that, Grado.
It just felt like 2015 all over. You know what I mean? A random American wrestler putting me. I just got a notification and I'm going through right now. I'm going to Stephanie. Steph, you'll never believe it. You'll never believe it. She's like, what is it? See, the Road Dogg, right? The Road Dogg was back in year 2000, right? And he was in a tag team called New Age Outlaws, right? And he wrestled The Rock and the Kingston Cold Steve Austin, blah, 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 blah. And he's just said that I'm his favourite wrestler. She's like, oh, that's good. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I know.
That is good. Paul wants to put the six-man main event to Backlash, Cody on Austin's Broken Skull sessions, and he's not burying anything this week. Good. Jim Bob loved Grado's show at the Pavilion. It was brilliant, although he said, haven't you buried the Incredible Bulk's ring attire?
Now, if we don't know Incredible Bulk, type in Bulk UK Pitbulls into Google there. He won half of one of the biggest tag teams in UK wrestling history. Bulk is an absolute star. He came out to help Chris Toll. Chris Toll was Dana Pozaf with Adam Maxted for Love Island. And then, then they attack Toll, and then Bulk comes out to save the day for Toll, and it was superb.
Daniel wants to put over Edge's intro presentation with Backlash, the big wings, purple flames, a theme, brilliant. Closer to home, put over Grado. I haven't watched the video version for a few weeks, and he's noticed that Grado's got himself in some shape. Well done, lad. Seems the gluten for you, Grado, is working.
I've not been going free for a couple of days now, so it's kind of...
Chris wants to put her backlashes up.
Thank you.
Thought Seth versus Cody stole the show and it was much better than Mania. Also put over the Ken Owens segment on Raw, especially Ezekiel's facials when Owens took off the wig. And Chris wants to bury using a pay-per-view title as a stable name. Just seems silly, really. And Gary wants to put her Cody. Just Cody in general. Only follow AEW very casually, so honestly, I have no idea what to expect. Him and Seth together are just money. Also, the Broken Skull session was really interesting. Exciting to see what happens next.
What was the crack? What's Kevin Owens' PPV title?
They were doing like a twin thing. Like, this is Kevin Owens' twin.
But what's the stable name?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, that's not today. That's not today with Kevin Owens.
That's Judgment Day. That's the fact that Edge is called the stable Judgment Day. Him, Priest, and Rhea Ripley's just joined, so that's their stable name is Judgment Day, which is a bit rubbish.
All right, okay.
They look good together, though, I think.
Yeah, I think it works. I think it'll absolutely work. There's a couple of last-minute buddies and put-overs, Rab, that just came in, so it just went up today. Kev says, put over Riddle. He's been absolutely brilliant with Randy Orton, and he's putting over Seth Rollins. His matches are always great. And Brian says, put over last week's show. Grado love wrestling stories. Road Dogg not being a prick, and Rab for sneaking in a wee bit about wrestling as John tried to wrap up the show. I don't know what that's all about.
I want to put over Becky's look.
It's good, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
It's like Bowie. It's a bit like Bowie Ziggy Stardust kind of vibe,
isn't
it? It's
a very kind of high fashion look, and I really like it. And I'm amazed that nobody's really done it before. But I think she's been looking great, looking like a star. All good. I'll put that over. It's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to be a run-in. This week, we thought we would let a wrestler run in and fresh from Grado's big family bash and about to do some shows he's on. Let's welcome back the fresh Prince of Drummond Square, Ravy David.
What's happening, troops?
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
How are you, Ravy David?
Bad, mate.
I'm good, mate, I'm good.
So, you've got a better setup than Rab tonight.
What?
You've got a better setup than Rab tonight.
Oh, I'm on a laptop.
I did a Twitch stream and that, you know what I mean? So, I stream like, on Twitch and stuff like that. I've been for the last year, so I've got a good, decent wee setup that now. Got like, a gaming laptop and all that. And,
but, what games do you play?
Yeah, all different games, mate. FIFA, Football Manager.
How the fuck do you play Football Manager on Twitch?
Mate, it's class, mate. Me and a boy play against each other. I'm Celtic, he's Rangers. And we obviously do the old fun saves, mate. It's quality, mate. Quint's obviously all watch it. Sorry, I can't even say. I can't watch what I'm saying.
You say what you want, mate. You say what you want.
Well, damn, it's still Quint's a bit England. It's a bit...
It's all right, David. Fine. What worse has been said in this podcast already? Well, you're fine.
I'll try and watch what I'm saying, but anyway, you know what I mean? Like,
David, that's quite interesting. So you go for 1 week to that, like, do you play for like a couple of hours and go, right, we'll do Mail the Modern, right, that kind of thing?
I pretty much play it once every week, man. Once a week, and obviously get on with a save, and then we play our games and our days.
Good on you.
Warzone that as well. It's quite good, man.
Right, boys, come on, tell me about the big bash. Come on. I want to hear what happened.
Well, Ravy David was over.
David, did he book you well?
Booked me well, mate. Booked me
better than myself. Well, see, honest with you, if I've got to come clean, it was David that booked. David booked his own angle.
What do you mean he booked himself? What do you? Was this like fucking?
WCW, I said, what do you want to do?
Days of WCW stuff.
Kinda. David said, he said, I goes, what do you want to do, man? I don't know what to do with you. And he says, what about the sheet comes out and puts his wealth on the line and I come out for the scheme and beat him? I went, right, guys, that. More than that.
And he said, beat him. I said, whatever you want.
No, but aye. It was your idea and I think it worked out good. What I have to say about it is the amount of, like, so my stepdaughter Esme, who was in the crowd, popped for Ravy Davy because she knows Ravy Davy for TikTok.
She was
all excited about seeing Ravy. There's Ravy Davy. I know him for TikTok. And what also shows you the power of TikTok. I was at my bike tour the other day, and we guys were jumping on the trampoline, and we're going, Grado, have you wrestled John Cena? I was like, he's a dafty. I beat him. And then they went, what about Ravy Davy? And I went, he's a fucking even bigger dafty.
To be fair, you follow me on Twitter, not me, so can't grumble.
What?
You and John Cena follow me on Twitter.
All right. I remember, but seeing the John Cena thing, man, I remember, right, John Cena, because he's obviously got that thing where he follows like 45,000 people, didn't he?
Man, that, mate, fuck, he's in about 300,000,
isn't he? I remember one night, like, I remember one night, David Blaise put in Facebook, this is a great night. John Cena has just followed me, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I fucking love it, folk do that.
So how's it, David? Obviously Grado's coming back to ICW soon. How are you feeling about that?
It should be good, man. It's been a while, isn't it? He's obviously wrestled the Bash, not back to family, so he's not gonna ICW over 18s.
How does it feel the fact there's been guys like you? I've been keeping the ship afloat for the past while, and then Grado comes swanning in.
There's no ship to keep afloat if it's not for Grado, fuck's sake. Come on, mate. Come on, behave yourself.
Here's the respect there.
No, I mean...
No, Ravy Davies always... I remember one time he put me over in the paper, but he said what motor I drove and I was raging.
Sorry, my bad, mate.
What motor do you drive?
No, this was a couple of years ago, I had an Evoque, right? And of course, he was like, I mean, I just see Grado, man, he's driving about in his big Range Rover. It's like, fucking, you seen that, for?
My bad, mate, sorry.
No, but it's funny, do you know what I mean?
That's
it's
me that
funny.
Drives about in a big Range Rover.
Who's that?
That's me that drives about in a big Range Rover.
Oh, no, you have, aye. God, remember, you just passed your test when we started doing this podcast, didn't you?
Aye, there's only
you're like... You're comfortable waiting now.
3 years ago nearly now. Aye. I fucking drive all the time, though. I'm driving all the time. You know what I mean?
Like it?
I love it.
Yeah,
love something
I need to finger it with, man. I need to learn how to drive.
Are you allowed to drive?
Me?
Aye.
Obviously, I'm not, because I've not got a licence, but you know what I mean? I'm not getting a license. I've not got any points in it that would deter me for doing it, know what I mean?
I take it you have in one point, I mean, I'm not trying to be controversial here, but you have probably drove a motor before, have you?
Aye, Obviously, I was ready to take my test.
You done lessons, so why did you not take the test?
My nana passed away, and I had to either choose between going and taking the test or like, having to keep my house.
I love this.
Grado's trying to find a way to get out of this conversation. He's still looking good. And there's fucking no way. He just keeps making it worse.
It's amazing. It started off with, I assume you can't drive. Obviously, I know it's something else, Davey. And then he's dug himself deeper into the whole bag. So why didn't you pass your test? It's like, man,
Sorry, mate.
Sorry for your loss.
No, sorry, mate. It was 14 years ago.
So, Davey, is all your social media stuff still flying then?
I just been posting. The TikTok's gone good, man. I've got about 100,000 followers on that one on my different accounts. And I've resurrected my Facebook account because Facebook are doing like reels now. So I've got my first video that's ever had a million views the other day. With that very good, very nice guy for Tenerife. And then, so that's what I'm saying. I used to get banned up. People banned up when I first put a video up. Being like, that cost you €10, man. €10 worth it, not I mean, you will pay €10.
What's this video? What's that? Very good. Do you just
kind of seen him?
Oh, yeah. Great. You don't know the very good, you know, very nice, man.
Oh, is that about like £1 fish?
Very good, very nice.
Did Dan Housen rip off that patter, or is that, you know how Dan Housen does the very, very good, very evil patter? Did Dan Housen rip that off of that guy?
I think that's just probably a happy coincidence, to be
you
fair.
You think so?
I don't think Dan Housen's been to Tenerife, not I
mean. maybe the very good, very nice person is a fan of AEW and has ripped it off of Dan Housen.
Definitely not, man. The guy's just a fan of money, mate. Not I mean, that's... guy who makes a lot of money there by doing that, no, I bet you.
I bet he does. Bet he does.
So Ravy, you're doing you're promoting your own shows. What's the company called?
Community Pro Wrestling, mate. I call it that just because the way I want to put on, like, obviously I grew up in Govan, not really exactly a place that was known for its wrestling. More known for its like junkies and fucking know what I mean, and its poverty. Fuck, you know what I mean, shipyards, it's known for shipyards, but it's not really known for wrestling. So, obviously, I got mad for wrestling. Obviously, I know a lot of people did as well, my pals and stuff like that. So, I just wanted to do it. I want to give something back to the community. You know what I mean? Obviously, help build me, and obviously. So, what I do, community pro wrestling, I want to have it in the community, make it affordable for families, and then hopefully maybe take it to other places that are like community. Like, we'll go to a new venue in Drumchapel. We're running that in September. September 2nd, so if there's anybody in here for Drumchapel, it's in the Goodyear Club. So basically, as an holiday club, the club that we run, it's in the Fairfield Club, it's in Government, it's the 27th of May, our next show, so that's in, it'll be 2 weeks when this show comes out. It's the 27th of May in Govan, in the Fairfield Club, and it's the club's like a, it's like a wee pub, it's like a wee working man's club, so we've got a bar, we've got a kitchen for food, hot food and stuff like that, not I mean, it's relatively cheap. Tickets are £10 for an adult, £6 for a child, £25 for a family ticket. So that's two adults, two children. Not just try to make it affordable for everybody, so that anybody can go on and not try and price anybody out. And that's what so some fans have asked me, is like, you got to do more expensive tickets, like front row and stuff like that. And I'm like, nah, man, if you want front row, just get there early enough. No, you don't want to, that'll price some doing. I mean, if like, when I was younger, not I mean, I never got to go and sit at the front row of WWE or anything like that. That's something I'd love to have. I'm always saying my fucking companies out like WWE. But you know what I mean? Obviously, the Wains don't really know the difference. Not I mean, so if they get to sit front row at a wrestling show, they'll be buzzing. I don't really want to take that away from anybody. So that's what it's more about. It's more about just like, bringing the people in the communities that maybe are only as well off, giving them something that's a relatively cheap and good night for them. And obviously...
That sounds like the best thing wrestling wise that's happened in this fucking country for about fucking 5 years, by the way. It's like, that's a cracking thing. Cracking thing to do.
That's a good idea, mate. It is really. See, you're talking about sitting front row in WWE. Does anybody know anybody that's actually sat front row at the WWE?
Nah.
Who are these folk?
Oh, fuck knows, mate. You know what I mean? But obviously, there's.
No, but it got me thinking, like, I've never actually seen anybody like. And I know, like, take 40s being in the front row. I've never actually... Like,
Can I think myself?
Nah, never.
You know, you don't really.
Maybe been like 5 or 6 rows back, and that was like the, like that was like the comp tickets. Like maybe when they were here in Glasgow one time, but I know, but I've never been up the front.
I think Wayne Rooney was one time in Manchester. It's like
I got. I was about 5 rows back at the Hydro in WWE a couple of years ago, but ended up getting shifted. Graham Mackay moved me up to the quads. Me and my mate was fucking raging ball there for about 5 minutes, and then we had to get moved. But I've never kent MD to sit front row. It's just kind of like you would think you would know wrestling fans that go all the time are like mad for it. You never ever hear that they go front row. It's just I don't know.
That's expensive, I'd imagine, getting front row that
you'd get to take your chair home with you.
I don't think that's at the Hydro and that, but I would imagine at Mania or at pay per views they could have done that.
I thought you were talking about the Felfield pillars. I'm saying his man misses his uncle runs that place. I'd get my boys booty the back hand.
I don't
hear it. Should see the way they go with the first. You should have seen the way they acted the first show when I never put the tables back. That fucking Cam Good man about money's all made in the bar, you cunts, man. Oh, I mean, man, moaned at the trouble, put the tables back behave.
Yeah, listen, man, thanks so much for coming on, and these shows sound great, so I hope you get a good turnout, man.
Deals, mate, thank you. Aye, so if you're wanting tickets for Community Pro Wrestling, drop me a message or go to www.eventbrite.co.uk. We've got a show on May 27th in Govan, a show on the 22nd of July in Govan, and one in Dunchapel in the September the 2nd. Tickets on sale for that next week.
Good on you.
Sale for the other ones, you know. Cheers for having us on, boys.
Beautiful, mate. Brilliant
if
idea.
If
you want
to come along any of the shows, let us know. Don't you fucking hurry up and let me book you for one of the shows.
I'll maybe jump out to the Drumchapel one, maybe, or something.
Drumchapel
isn't far away from where I'm.
Oh, wait a fuck. I'll be the Drumchapel one. You're home.
Aye, exactly.
Anyway, cheers, Ravy boy.
It's sorted.
Cheers, David.
Oh, man, speak soon. And if you want to be on the running, best bet is to sign up to our Patreon as a World Heavyweight Champion first dibs, IC Champion second, Cruiserweight Champion get third, or be a pro wrestler like Ravy Davey. Get on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft to get involved.
You just made the list!
Now it's time for the list of wrestling daft. Longer than Val Venus, it's the list of the wrestling daft. What does that mean, longer than Val Venus?
Well, I've been saying he has a large penis.
Right, okay, so no longer than Val Venus himself, like the person.
No.
6 foot or something.
Because that just puts me in the... That puts me in mind of Hulk Hogan stunning in the witness box during his trial, wasn't it? It was like, they get the lawyer's like, does Hulk Hogan have a 9-inch penis? And he's like, well, Hulk Hogan has a 9-inch penis. Terry Bollea doesn't have a 9-inch penis, but Hulk Hogan has a 9-inch penis. Do you think that's the way Val Venus goes on?
Nah, probably. Have you seen the stuff Val Venus goes on about?
I've avoided it, mate, but I see it's like Buff Bagwell was always burying him. Stuff. What is he doing? He's harsh, isn't he?
Does he not own a restaurant? Is he not like a restaurant owner or something?
Like sell harsh, no?
Yeah, he was like a weed distributor. He was like
right.
A weed supplier or something, legally. But he's like mad into the conspiracy theories and all that stuff, man.
But mate, I'm telling you, that is such a cannabis fucking can. That's a lot of them are like that, isn't it? The people that smoke, they get right into the conspiracy theories. I've got a cousin, no going to name him. He just loves his hash. He loves it. And all he wants today is put in the WhatsApp group about fucking UFOs and Pizzagate and the White House and the royal family. And why is that?
That reminds me. That reminds me, you were meant to, at the Love of Wrestling, ask all these wrestlers about the death of Princess Diana and record it for this show. And where did this audio went to?
John, do you remember Grado's story about what it was like at that thing?
The way
Brian Knobbs and Jerry Sags were not that part.
We got bullied.
I started asking them about what they thought of Princess Diana's death.
You know, there was one point where I did remember about that, and I was sitting like, and Errol Hemmler can hardly sit straight in his seat, and I'm going, is now the time to ask Errol Hemmler what his thoughts are on Princess Diana's fucking death? I thought, I can't do this, man. what?
Where's the Queen?
What?
Where's the Queen?
Where is she?
She's missing, isn't she?
By the way, Charles was looking not too bad sitting up in that big stool, wasn't he?
What? See if she passes away before this bank holiday, will we still get the bank holiday?
I think so, but I think it will change into a National Day of Mourning.
But then no one will... Right. Yeah.
But is Val Venus trying to say that the Queen's not alive?
No, but all I know is that if the Queen was to die, John and George Bowie would be the last ones to know about it. So anyway, this week the list was between the greatest WCW champions and the worst gimmick changes, and the punters voted for, and it was suggested by our patron Chris Jack, 87% of the vote voted worst gimmick changes that won. I've got my number one right in my head right now. So I'm not going to look at what the punters are saying. I've got the number one in my head right now. Well, first of all, I want to say, is my number three Asuka changing for this mysterious badass Japanese wrestler to whatever it is she is now, this kind of excitable jumping about weirdo? I don't get it. I think that's a terrible gimmick change. Would you think of that, lads?
I've never saw it.
I mean that whole kind of dancing about nonsense. She's been like that ever really since she's got up to the main roster.
Did you know there's a lot of gimmicks like that now in wrestling where they all dance about? And it wasn't about 5 years ago. I mean, I was that shocked to see when you see Seth Rollins coming about doing it and all and jumping about and all that. And would you cry him as well? Generico, he's doing it too. Sammy Fingway, Sammy, what's his name?
Sammy Zayn.
Can they all doing all that and dancing? Where's that came from?
You. You started it.
How is you, Grado?
I know, man. I can't notice.
But speaking of which, my number two was a guy who was a tag team wrestler, who was a fiery babyface tag team wrestler. Who I was a big fan of, and then changed into a kind of merrier kind of comedy wrestler, and it would have to be Grado. My number two was a Booker T to G.I. Bro.
Oh, God, aye.
That was Vince Russo's idea. G.I. Bro, Booker T in the military gear, doing his G.I. Bro routine. Oh,
did he do that in 99?
Yeah?
Did he do that in 1999? Did he do G.I. Bro?
Can't he remember exactly what year it was?
Because G.I. Bro was that not one of his earlier gimmicks where he hung with Booker T? I don't think he did it then. Maybe
Russo came in.
You will ken better than me, but I always thought that he. He did it in the Misfits in Action. Jesus, I totally remember that. Because I'm sure was he no G.I. Bro I must be getting this mixed up. Sorry.
So there's that, but there's that, Grado. And then number one for me is DDP. When DDP, when you think of who he was and the star he was, and he came to WWE, and the gimmick change there was being a stalker, being a weird stalker guy, and then also the gimmick change then on into the fucking wellness guy. Obviously meant to be a kind of exaggeration of his own character, but felt like a weird kind of rib almost. Didn't like anything because they did to him.
Because you're right, DDP and WCW was a massive, massive babyface. I mean, you go back and you watch, like, I saw an episode where he was on, like, Ricky Lake, and everybody knew him and all that. Like, DDP was like, he could have went right into WF or that WCW following and been a top babyface, but you're right.
A hugely fiery Manny the People babyface, organically created, done it himself, got his cell out. Manny the People babyface that went to WWE and saddled with a couple of gimmicks that were both weirdos.
Aye.
Made no sense.
But mate, see, just before you get on the list, and I know it will be on there because I've half looked, but it was my initial thought, and I'm surprised that you've not put it in. For me, is Mike Awesome in ECW for being the big fucking brutal killer to that 70s guy.
That's a bad one.
That's a bad one.
Was that not run about the same time as G.I. Bro?
It probably will be. It would have been
long before it. Couldn't have been long before it. I think. Aye, that was bad. You know the weird thing? Maybe that didn't jump into my head because I remember thinking at the time, this guy will maybe get over with us. This guy, I was just so high on Mike Awesome at the time. I remember I just thought, it doesn't matter what you do, this guy, the minute he gets in the ring, this guy's just legit, man. He's just, it's a sad loss.
But I then it's bad about Mike Awesome, man. I would say that is a big loss to wrestling, definitely, Mike Awesome. But and it was sad to see, because like, you forget, but him being in ECW, he was so much bigger than all the other guys on that show, that when he went to WCW, and more so when he went to WWF, and he got his hair cut, he just became another random guy on the card, like he wasn't, right. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it took him for people to realise his, when, that one night stand when he had it with Tanaka, you know, for right mainstream fans to see what he was all about.
Aye,
sad,
right.
Sad stuff.
Anyway, I can see on the list here now, Jamie get in touch and says DDP, People's Champion, Sex Case Stalker. So there you go. It's right up there at the top of the list. You know, but his next gimmick change wasn't he much better. Million Vanillium says, when Mike Awesome went to a killer machine, the fat chick thriller, the big man deserved better.
Mm.
JR says, Demon Balor to the guy that smiles. You know, well, it's not really a gimmick change because... It's not really a gimmick. Smiley faces Earthquake, main event in SummerSlam with Hogan, tag champ with Typhoon, fast forward a few years later and jobbing with the Oddities. Mm-hmm. Andy says Terry Taylor to Red Rooster. Chris says Lacey Evans, what the fuck is the gimmick? Can't work it. She seal her face and don't really care. Last thing we knew, she was having Rick Flair's kid and knew she's some sort of broken home Barbie.
Mm.
Very offensive. Look, I like what they're doing with her. What I don't, there's been a wee bit of rumblings recently that they're actually wanting her to be a heel. So she's came out with a story of the hardship that she's had growing up and stuff like that, which I thought was nice promo stuff, but I don't know what goes on in Vince McMahon's head sometimes.
No.
Omicron variant says Chavo to Kevin White, surely.
God, I remember that? I don't even really remember that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody even really paid attention to Chavo.
I don't think done him much harm, than it really, when you think about it, you kind of forget that, don't you?
Yeah, Jimmy says that creepy pedo-esque cunt Goldust goat in WCW. I think he's talking about, is he talking about Seven? He must be talking about Seven.
But did it all come out that was all just a big work, was it not?
Yeah, and I kind of liked how that came out. Bronchello says Papa Shango to Kama, the supreme fighting machine. At least Godfather saved the day. Highlander says Chosen One to three man band member has got to be up there. Emma to Emmalina to Emma again. Probably takes it for me, though. Waste everybody's time. And Kev, this is an interesting one, says, unpopular opinion, but for me it would be Mankind. Much preferred the original version to the shirt, tie, and Mr. Socko version.
Oh, there you have it. That's just kind of an unpopular opinion. There you have it.
That is unpopular. You've got to look at it on the whole, and that whole run to Mankind evolving into that character was great telling. Now, there's more content for us at patreon.com/wrestlingthat. Get involved in our Discord by joining our Patreon. Chat to us and the rest of the community. Get involved. Sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingthat. Get some t-shirts if you want. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingthat. Wear it on your holidays to Tenerife. Wear it on your holidays to Peru. Wear it on your holidays to Malia.
Or Seville.
Grado needs to go and watch a football, John.
How'd you guess?
Well, we'll just wrap it up then.
Let's wrap it up.
So, thanks very much, guys. I got to come on and put myself over regarding my show and stuff like that, and Road Dog Twitter. It's always
right, and you've made the promise, Grado. You've made the promise, right? I'm actually booked for the October show.
Yes.
Can I do the ring announcing, Grado, or can I announce one match?
Oh, no.
Don't even.
Come on.
Do you want to be like that? Here it is. Oh, this is it now. Here it is.
We take my notes. Just hold on a second. Oh, I've dropped it. Oh, right. Wait, 2 minutes. Oh, there we go.
I'm an award winning producer, I'll have you know.
You might start
it really is. That's it for Wrestling Daft. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple or get us and wherever you get your podcasts. Mind for more content. Get the video version of the show. patreon.com/wrestlingthat. Check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingthat. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Grado. Will I see you next week? Or are you going to
go? No, we won't see Grado next week.
I don't think we'll see you next week, mate. I don't
think so. I'll be here on my Todd next week with John. Maybe we'll get somebody to drop in. Maybe I'll just try solo. We'll see. Are you going to be here, John? Are you going to be in Sydney?
I'll be here. Don't you worry. I'll be here holding the fort with you, Rav. We'll get someone on. We'll get someone on to co-present next week. Let's have a bit of fun.
Okay, we'll get somebody on a co-presenter next week. See you next week. It's going to be a long, in-depth chat about wrestling because Grado's no one, so we're allowed to talk about wrestling. Up the road.
It's yourself. Audio Frontier.